New Zealand. History. The Maori were New Zealand's early settlers, who came from the legendary Hawakiki to the north of New Zealand about 1,000 years ago. Hawakiki was probably in Polynesia. The great explorer Koop, who discovered New Zealand first, named the land Aotearoa, Land of the Long White Cloud. The Dutch navigator, Abel Tasman, was the first European to set eyes on the country in 1642. Tasman sailed from Batavia, Indonesia, in search of the fabled Great Southern Continent. No other European arrived until over a century and a quarter later, when Captain James Cook claimed the country for Great Britain in 1769. The Treaty of Waitangi. The Treaty of Waitangi is New Zealand's founding document, which established the country as a nation. It was signed in 1840 between leading Maori chiefs and representatives of the British Crown. Waitangi, in the Bay of Islands in New Zealand's far north, is one of the country's most historic sites. The signing of the treaty took place on the 6th of February, which is now known as Waitangi Day, New Zealand's National Day. In signing the Treaty of Waitangi, the Maori people exchanged their sovereignty for the guarantees of the treaty, and New Zealand became a British colony. The treaty guaranteed the Maori continued possession of their lands, forests, and fisheries, and accorded them the rights and privileges of British subjects. Wellington was named after an English duke. It was very nearly called Britannia, which would have been very embarrassing now that New Zealand is talking about becoming a republic. But before that, since about 1400 AD, dozens of groups of Maori, the indigenous people, lived in small settlements around harbours. They also lived on the west coast, around Makara. Then, about 170 years ago, a few Europeans visited the harbour and thought it would make a good port. English settlers arrived in 1839-40 as part of a planned settlement scheme by a private company, the New Zealand Company. The settlement struggled in its early years, particularly in trying to get land from the original Maori owners. The company said it had bought the land anyway in 1939 for shaving brushes and other stuff now considered to be useless these days. However, the government assisted them out, and relatively soon European settlers were developing a full settlement, while the Maori were left to a few small reserves. The central city area was pretty small, so reclamations started early. In 1864, Wellington was made the capital city, which was a great bonus. Wellingtonians had always thought that having the capital in Auckland was a mistake. Land transport links were set up, beginning with roads and railways to the Hutt Valley and Wairarapa, and then across the west coast to Manawatu. But almost everybody drives these days, or flies. Other people came too, and brought with them new skills and cooking styles. Wellington, the capital city, is undoubtedly the home of New Zealand politics. There is a political flavour in the air, in the cafes and bars. Civil servants read briefing papers over coffee, or consult on mobile phones and queue at the airport on Monday mornings and Friday evenings. They are going out and returning from hearings, briefings, meetings, negotiations, deals and business generally in the provinces. Flora and fauna. New Zealand has been separated from other land masses for over 100 million years. This enabled many ancient plants and animals to survive and evolve in isolation. Animals and plants that exist nowhere else in the world can be seen here. Flora. Native species of flower such as the bright red pohutukawa, the yellow kauhai, and the delicate Mount Cook lily can be seen in numerous parts of the country. About a quarter of New Zealand is forested in areas which are largely protected from commercialization in national and forest parks. The characteristics of the New Zealand forest is warm temperate, evergreen rainforest with associated broad-leaved evergreen tree species. Evergreen beech forest tends to dominate in the high country and the cooler southern regions of the South Island. Giant kauri trees appear in forested pockets in Northland and the Coromandel Peninsula. Fauna. New Zealand is a land of unique birds. The best known is the kiwi, New Zealand's unofficial national symbol. Other species include the inquisitive kea and weka, which have little fear of humans, and the endangered kakapo, the world's largest parrot. New Zealand's long coastline makes it an ideal home for numerous species of seabird. The waters off the coastline teem with fish and plant life, and are also home to whales, seals and dolphins. Virtually all of New Zealand's native insects and reptiles are not found anywhere else in the world. The world's largest insect, the giant weta, and the tuatara can both be found only in New Zealand. People. The population of New Zealand is about 3.6 million, approximately one-third of whom live in the Greater Auckland area. The people of New Zealand are mostly European of British and Irish heritage, but also Dutch, Italian, Greek and French. The largest non-European group are the Maori, who migrated from Polynesia around 1,000 years ago and comprise around 14% of the population. More recently, a large number of Pacific Islanders from countries such as Samoa and Fiji have come to live in New Zealand. Among the many famous New Zealanders are Sir Edmund Hillary, the first climber to ascend Mount Everest, Lord Rutherford, the first to split the atom. Also Jean Batten, the first woman to fly solo from England to Australia. As a nation, New Zealand was the first self-governing country to give women the vote in 1892 and the first to institute the 8-hour working day. It was also the first country to introduce the old age pension, the first to operate a tourist office, and the first to start a national rainforest reforestation project.